Blog Talk Radio.
Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday, front line. Friday, it's front line. Friday,
front line. Friday, I got the diva. Like Ebony. I got the diva. Like Ebony. I got the diva. Like Ebony. I got the diva.
If you're an artist, business. Artists about your business, business that's artistic. Here we showcase the gifted. Come tune in and get lifted. Learn to hustle and flip it. Whether you're on a budget or riding around and getting it. Got promo at the wazoo. Call in, we'll spot you. All the artists on fire, so you know that music hot too. We got you, can't knock it. Interviews the topic. Yeah, the haters won't block it, but a freight train could stop it. We on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot. On the grind, on the spot, on the grind. We on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind, on the spot, on the grind.
Hey Ebony,
B, I got your diva. Hey Ebony,
B,
I got your diva.
Hey
Ebony,
B,
I got your diva.
Hey
Ebony,
B,
I got your diva.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
Welcome to front line
Friday.
It's front line
Friday.
What up, y'all? It's your boy EP Elder Bars Jr. You're now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at DivaSpotRadio.com.
Yo, this Lady G. You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation, I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top. Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
When you see me, salute. It's Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black. Listen.
What up? It's your boy Slim the Phenomenon, and right about now you tuned in to Frontline Fridays with the Queen, Diva Mary Kay, and that boy Tay Black at TayBlack84 on Twitter. It's Frontline Fridays.
Ah! We back in this thing, baby. Yep. Y'all know what time it is. It's Frontline Fridays, man. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Tay Black is here. Dope Ass Music is here. The whole world is here. We broadcast this thing live out of Seattle, Washington, West Coast. Yeah. We got a special important show for y'all tonight. We're going to have Joe Boy Trek live in the building. Rapping Opa Life of Florida. Rapping Washington, D.C. To open like a Lord in Washington, D.C., stand up and show some love for your boy, Joe Boy Fresh. Big shout out to Tawan Promotions. Big shout out to Marlando. Big shout out to everybody who retweeted the tweet about Joe Boy Fresh coming through. We definitely show y'all love. Also, the biggest shout out to Frontline Fridays gives is to Phenomenal Radio. We salute Phenomenal Radio. Frontline Fridays is powered by Phenomenal Radio, and you guys are tuned in for a treat. Here live right here on Frontline Friday, we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest independent artists. All the hot indie artists live here, right here on Frontline Fridays with their music. But you know Frontline Fridays would be Frontline Fridays if Tay Black wasn't here. So we're going to go ahead and bring Tay Black live in the building, live in the scene right now. Tay
Black. I'm back. Do-do-do-do-do. It's your boy Tay Black. We live Frontline Friday, powered by Phenomenal Radio, man. If you're live on the line and you want to hit us up, push that one button. But before that, hit us up 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Diva, how you over there feeling?
I'm feeling real good, man. We're about to get into a hot track. I was going through my catalog here, and I ran into some Black Rob music, and I'm like, yo, I ain't listened to Black Rob in a while, and I got some new dope-ass music coming to y'all as well. So I want to get into this hot track. It's Frontline Fridays, where we showcase, interview, and promote nothing but the hottest in and out of the industry. Call us up at 347-850-1521. And don't think that we forgot about the Educate and Regulate session tonight. We going in on that. And I definitely want to shine some light on, rumor has it that Kevin Hart donated or gave $100,000 to Newark, New Jersey. Rumor has it on that. I'll be talking about that a little bit later in some hot mess news. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Tay Black is live in the building. You now tune in live to Frontline Fridays. It's TGF Friday. Let's get up with some Black Rob. Let's go.
My life a crime. Had to be when I was 9, mom drunk off wine. Running with all kinds, her mind stayed in the stupor. To the point she paid no mind to the super. Stayed mad but stayed front and smile. Summit, stayed on the ground, leading once in a while. First day of school, never had nothing to sell. Mr. Calandra, stressing I ain't coming a while. It was a bummer, rocking the shit I rocked all summer. On the first day, I was feeling some kind of way, and she wasn't trying to do nothing, you would think. For the sake of the kids, she didn't roll to school or something. Now I know that was even harder, especially for a single mother, raising me with no father. Shit, living up in this tenement, eating stale intimates, talking wild shit to Spanish immigrants. I speak in codes, man, to sabe, always tired day. Bendición to my madre, even though she never did nothing for me. Knowledge me as I run down my life story. Nobody never gave me shit. If anything, a nigga framed me and made me get 3 to 6, my first bit, no doubt, up in Spartan. Had to be 12, son, trying to make a profit. Remembering, robbed my mom's with no guilt. Eating pork and beans, old cornflakes with no milk. Bitter, in school I smacked cats in a hurry. Mom didn't care, she busy getting drunk with Mrs. Berry. On the first floor I used to thirst for greenery. Picking pockets for Sapp and Jay from 106th Street. Yo, fuck home. I'm tired of getting punched in my dome. Tired of hearing this faggot ass nigga moan. I started roaming. My hustle game is deep. Cats to her from San Fran. Back to Manhattan. To Newburgh. Notorious. Tell your friends to spread the word. Glorious. My life story is absurd. Got a little brighter. I'ma keep it real, still a schemer and conniver. Recognize the struggle, living like a thug dude. Hatred in my heart, but inside I love you. See, no matter what, I'll extend my arms to hug you. Knowing I look just like you, I'm like the devil. All I wanna know is how you pound me down. Yo, this shit is real, you really jerk me around. But anyway, I'm getting paid with Puff now. About to cop you a house, I can sing you some stuff now. So many levels jail take you. I appreciate jail, cause it made me appreciate you. I've been through fire and brimstone. Used to be the poorest in jest, now I cop the gemstone. I remember when you rushed me, the time you said you should've flushed me. I forgive you, my trust me.
Yo, it's your boy Black from Keeping Me on Radio. We're now tuning into my girl Ebony B. Ebony B.
Ebony B.
On Diva Spot. Call in live now at 347-850-1521. And don't forget to check her out online at www.divaspotradio.com.
Shout out to my boy Black from Keep It Moving Radio. It's your girl Diva Ebony B. You now tune in live to Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio. Make sure you check out Phenomenal Radio at www.phenomradio.blogspot.com. Again, that's www.phenomradio.blogspot.com. I really like Black Rob's first album. I know he's doing something current, and I know he went through a couple issues or legal issues or going in and out of jail back and forth, but I still respect him. Black Rob, big shout out to Black Rob. We're going to get you up here real soon. Life Story was definitely a classic. Don't you think so, Black? Don't you think so, Tay Black?
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. I think, funny story. I used to have this white dude I work with up at this commercial real estate spot. And he was like, yo, Tay, do you remember that song by Black Rob? Whoa. He was like, God, I love that song, man. Yo, he would start spitting the verse, yo. Like, and this is like clean cut Boston white dude, man, with glasses. But, yo, he would be like, see me in the street, like, whoa. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we got, well, we going to play that a little later. That, yeah, he was feeling to like, whoa, man. Oh, man. Crazy. Let's go to the far lines and get some love. It's your girl, Steve Abney. Take Black live in the building. Let's go to Dope Ass Music. Dope Ass Music is here. What's up, Dope?
What it do? You know, it's your boy, Dope Ass Music. No answers, no C's. It's the Boogaloo. Steve, no filter, West Coast Bay Area. Stand up. What it do, Diva? What's up, Tay?
Dope. What's going on, man? I smell a lyrical assassination, but I ain't even gonna tell him about that, man.
Hey, don't tell him about it. Don't tell him about it. You know what I mean? Hey, man, this mixtape. First of all, I want to thank you, Tay, and Diva Ebony for supporting your boy. You know what I'm saying? For getting on the mixtape. But that last mixtape was pretty big. This one's gonna go even bigger. You know, I'm truly blessed to have people, many people around me that support me. That's on some real stuff. So that's some Care Bear Moment shit right there.
Amen. I like how you said Care Bear Moment right there. Yeah, because I have to taste of some cranberry sauce all day. I can't wait for Thanksgiving. Get my cranberry sauce on. I can't wait for the mixtape. Can't wait to get it put out there. I got me a big, I think that joint is like 30 to 40 pounds a day of turkey. I try to get the biggest turkey that there was in there just because that's how Diva do. I like to do things big, baby. Dope Ass Music, tell them where they can go and check out your music and follow you on Twitter.
As you know, my name is Richard Boogaloo. That means if you type in DOPEAZZMUZIK, you can find me everywhere. You know what I'm saying? I'm from the West Coast to the East Coast to the South Coast to the North Coast, baby. And in the Midwest, too. So, yeah, so you type it in, you can find me. You can also find me every Monday on the No Filter Radio Show at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time. Check out BlastYourThoughts.com. That's where I be at. I mean, I can't wait to hear the rest of the show, boy. My Friday, it's not the same without y'all.
Oh, we appreciate that Dope-Ass Music. We love you, too. We just want to have our way with the world, and we do. But we do it in a real fresh and supportive and indie way, and that's what it's all about at the end of the day. Y'all never know what we're going to do on this show. We'll cut the hell up. Yes, we will.
And make sure y'all check out Diva's Spot on Blog TV. That go hamburger. Hashtag it hamburger. You know what I'm saying? And see how many field goals he kicked by booting motherfuckers out of there, too.
I was just about to talk about Blog TV. Yes. You guys, I know you guys hear my beautiful voice here on Blog Talk Radio, but I decided to step my game up and do a visual for you guys. You never know when I'm going to be on Blog Talk TV, so if you really fuck with me, then you will see it on your timeline and just pop on in when I'm live on television. I might do one tomorrow, but I just really like Blog TV. And for all you at 773 tonight, I see you. We're about to get to you. But for all you people that have had a slow connection, Dope Ass Music, I figured out what it was with my connection on my video where my audio was playing 7 seconds later and it looked like I was moving every 3 minutes. It was my internet provider. I had to call them, have them refresh my modem because sometimes your browser can change the channels on your modem to cause your internet to run slow, your media to run slow, and your browser to run slow to connect. So just dropped a little jewel on there on y'all for right now because I'm paying for 3 megabytes or 30 megabytes, and it was only running at 1.5. And there was a woman that held me down today, and she refreshed my modem and got Diva up and running. So big shout out to the CenturyLink representative that did her shot. I got to bust my gun for her today. Most definitely. I definitely got to bust my guns for her. I'm thankful she did that.
Hey, winner.
She's a winner. Let's bring in Denaya. Denaya, we're about to bring you in here before we get back to more of this hot indie music. Shocktown is live in the building. Denaya, right, Jesus, right, God, what's right. going on, baby?
Well, what's good, Diva? What's good, Mr. Dope-Ass Music? No S's, no C's. And good evening, Mr. Tay Black. How are y'all tonight?
Hey, Denaya.
What's going on? Oh, my goodness. Blog TV is a trip. Men, I'm going to need y'all to chill with the ignorant bullshit when you're dealing with the Diva because she don't play with that. So I'm going to need y'all to get some respect and then come holler at her. Thanks.
Yeah, but only real men got respect. Only boys and lonely men. Yo, there's a lot of lonely men on the internet in these chat rooms. Yo, it's a lot of nasty dudes on these vlog TVs and calling to shows, and I'm just bugging out how many perverts was in the room trying to get a private chat, trying to get you to open up the video so they can show their little nasty selves. Damn, the internet
has jacked
a lot of you dudes up,
especially you overseas
niggas. I don't know what's wrong with y'all. Y'all nasty.
Can I get a private chat?
Right.
Yeah, let me get a lot of private chat.
It was crazy.
It was crazy.
No, but the thing was, they weren't even, what they were saying was public. And they were just like, really? Really? Are you seriously?
Oh, yeah.
Propositioning that on air for real?
It was a dude on the board, like we live on the screen, we showcase the independent artist music, and that's scientific that y'all hear behind us. I like you, girl. That's definitely a hot one. And we got Wanlo, we got some music that's coming after I say this, but hey, I was live on screen, had everything set up, playing the music, networking with everybody, and out of nowhere, this dude just came out of nowhere and typed in the chat room, show me your pussy, like just like that. Like, he just,
right.
He just typed it, like, show it to me. And at first, I was like, wait a minute. Let me read this again and make sure it's right. But it's a great thing that Blog TV has a booth where you can kick them out, and it'll show them, like, being kicked out of the room. So I really enjoy booting a couple of fools up out of there. But, you know, men, like, really, if you really want to get to somebody, like, that ain't the way you need to do it. I'm going to have to cut you, man.
You done insulted me. And I got to kick your ass right now. And afterwards, I don't want no hard feelings either. What the fuck is wrong with you? Ain't nothing wrong with me. What the fuck is wrong with you? You done accused me of stealing. The only thing I'm stealing out here today is your fate. You out of your fucking mind? Oh, yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Come on, sucker. Let's get it on. Oh, you want to fight?
Sucker.
You want to fight?
Well, then, come on, goddammit. You've been fucking me since. I'm gonna beat the shit out of your old ass in this motherfucker, too. Yeah. You can punch people in their eyes, right? Right? Bitch! That all you got? Yeah, you didn't think it was gonna be like that, right? And now I'm gonna blast your motherfucking face out.
Nigga, you hit like a bitch.
Oh, you little floater, you saw it, ain't you, huh? Yeah, I punch like a bitch, huh? Okay, I punch like a bitch? You'll say goodnight to this bitch right now.
You're gonna have to learn.
Have to learn.
To respect me.
Respect me.
And the next time, you accuse me of stealing, I'm gonna kick your ass again.
Yes. Yo, more Front Line Fridays when we come back. Let's go ahead and wind up with some music, man.
Wonder Word. Hey, yo, Cap. He's fine. What's good, man?
Yo, she got a feature type like Amber Rose. Face three quarter of Beyonce nose. A diva, the mule to design her clothes. Really can't wait to get my hands on those. Toast to the good life, let's celebrate. Your body won't go to waste if I'm not celibate. Baby, wine load, I'm right behind you. Help you reach your climax, Lord, I'm Kanye. If swag is illegal, let me remind you. Since a kid, I've been living this life for crime, yo. I'm addicted to the grain. Start is cloudy, I'm about to make it rain. Let's take trips weekly. My, you so freaky. A ride or die chick, you got a right to be cheeky. I men under them sheets, but we be the new era. You reach half lady 3D.
Wine low, 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 wine low.
We got drunk, we got drunk, we got drunk.
www.twitter.com @scientificCGH. That's scientific CGH. Make sure y'all follow him and network with him. He's definitely doing his thing. Big shout out to Dope Ass Music. Big shout out to Junior Johnson 1974. And big shout out to Shaka Mike for this hot track, I Love My City, which is about to debut here, right here on Frontline Fridays, where all the soldiers got their music and their brand on the front line. Let's go. Call us up.
And I'ma always love my city, love, love my. And I'ma always love my city, love, love my city, love my city, love, love my city. Make money, but don't act like I'm above my city.
I'm making real tracks in the devil. Why they show me love? Walking down the street, watching you pass by. Better recognize I don't make money. No, I'm not a G, but I'm headed towards my dream. When blast your thoughts at my seat, come a squadron step.
Definitely good. Definitely got the, you know what I mean, city on my back type of anthem. So, yeah, I can definitely rock with that.
It is anthem. It is chopped and screwed. It does have a lot of energy. It comes in flight. You don't, you think that you're going to be chilling for a second. And then out of nowhere, like the beat just dropped on your ass. You're like, oh, 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 oh. I'm very proud of that.
Dope
ass music.
Chaka
Mike, what's going on, baby?
Man, you just sent me with that shit. You just sent me so much. Oh, my God. Oh. 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 I'm about to put that in the song. I'm about to be like, go, go, go. I'm about to do it, too.
Hey, what it do, Shaka Mike? What it do, Jesus? Hey, man, shout out to Shaka Mike. Man, that's the second joint that I got on with him. That first one is Flipping Bricks. That one, that's the one that's on 95.7 FM in Birmingham, Alabama. You know what I'm saying? This one right here, every time it comes when I have a track, I'm like, Shaka, I gotta get on it. I gotta get on that one.
Oh, dope. You know, Shaka Mike, where you at in the world? Where you rapping at, baby? Give some shout out. Where you at?
Oh, I'm in Ohio, you know, that city state right now.
I couldn't hear you talking like you sounded muffled. What'd you say?
Oh, I said I'm in Ohio right now. That O state, that city state right now.
Okay.
Uh-huh.
That's definitely what's up, man. Big shout out to Ohio. Did Ohio vote for Obama? Did he win Ohio?
Yes,
he got Ohio.
Yes.
Big shout out to Ohio. Big shout out to Ohio. We'll definitely appreciate that. Yo, y'all definitely can call us up at 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And if you a real go-getter, and I mean go-getter, jump in our chat room and network, promote yourself, let us know what you got going on. All you got to do is go to www.blogtalkradio.com. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/DivaSpot. Jump in the chat room, network, promote, put your links out there. We want to see y'all working. I want to see you working. I'm working, and we all having fun at the same time. So I definitely want y'all to come on in, jump in the chat room. Everybody link up, get everybody Twitters, and do what we do so we can make this damn thing happen. You dig? I'm going to throw it over to you, Tay.
Nah, man, I just want to say, yo, you know what I mean? If you live online and you liking what you're hearing and you have something to say, you want to give a shout out, promote your business really quickly, y'all just make sure you hit us up, man. 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. Press the one button to be heard. Get up in that chat room. Interact with us. If you on your Twitter, y'all tweet us, man. We can live, do posts, you know what I mean, and go back and forth like that, man. And make sure you follow Diva. Make sure you follow myself, man. Just be connected with us, man. We got a lot going on. Diva got a lot going on, so definitely want to be in the loop with everything she has to network with. And big shout out to Slim, Slate, and Future Guru 100, man, for just always supporting us and keeping us pushing, man. We grinding out here.
That's definitely what's up. Let's bring Money Mink up in this thing. We got Money Mink here. I was about to do the rumor has it, too. It's relating to New York. Money Mink, what's going on, baby? You all up in this thing right here. Shout out to Dream Makers. Money Meek, what's up, baby?
What's good with you, Diva Mary Kate? Hey, this is good with you. I got my sights on, baby. Yo.
Tay Black is here. Jay Biggs is going to be here tomorrow on Steffi Game on Saturdays. But there is a rumor has it, and thank you, Money Meek, for being here. But there is a rumor has it that, I can't think of his full name. He's funny as hell, too.
Kevin Hart.
Come on now.
Kevin Hart.
Thank you.
Kevin Hart.
You had a great part. Thank you. Rumor has it that Kevin Hart gave $100,000 to Norton. I want to know how true this is, Money Mink. Did he give 100 stacks to Newark, New Jersey, to help out with the people that was affected by Superstorm Sandy? They calling her Superstorm, like Superhead. I want to know. How at us.
It's supposed to be rolling, but you know, I ain't really surfing yet. He's supposed to have been, yeah.
Well, he's supposed to have gave the money, or he already gave the money?
I just heard the rumors about it. We ain't really looking to the situation. But definitely a lot of same guy that could, I mean, use that. Yeah. It definitely help out here right now.
So, yeah, how's that thing going on with that $1,000 a week situation going on to help with the cleanup in Newark? Are people really jumping on that? Are they really, is it really a real thing that's happening over there?
Dude, I think it is a real thing. I just talked about Super Freakway Town early, those things you got going over coming up. Yeah, I think it is true. Yeah, that's definitely true.
Well, that's what's up, man. We're going to get back into more of this independent, hot independent music. We're going to get into this hot track by Money Me, Brick City, Stand Up, Jersey, Stand Up. I got my sights on, baby. My sights on, baby.
I got my shades on, man. I can't see these hating ass niggas. I'm too high. 1600 now. My sights on, baby.
Got my sights on,
baby. My sights on, baby.
Got my sights on,
baby. For the light, the camera, the glitter, the gold, the grip, my wrist for certain. Got my sights on, baby.
My sights on,
baby. Got my sights on, baby.
My sights on,
baby. For the light, the camera, the glitter, the gold, the grip, my wrist for certain. The state of the news may not be sound. Confidence the key, money make me
turn down.
Flexibility, they improve with numbers. We got the speakers bang loud, bling blouse and hummer. Isn't blowing no, cause he hit the jackpot. Pot 2,500 stone, that's my watch. Got a 911, now I'm crazy in the spot. Uncle Sam want my water, I am cash on next to block. Eating $50 pills, I got money proportion. It's not easy being green,
10 green lines,
I torture. The handgun ain't gonna host a year, how does that sound? Got the mind of Peter Arnell,
sight 1600 now.
My sight's on, baby.
Got my sights on,
baby. My sights on, baby.
Got my sights on,
baby. For the light, the camera, the glitter, the gold, the glitz, my wrist for certain. Got my sights on, baby.
My sights on,
baby. Got my sights on, baby.
My sights on,
baby. For the light, the camera, the glitter, the gold, the glitz, my wrist for certain. Life is like a lightsaber. I'm a business gecko. I'm saving all these big butts. Catching on my friend phone. I got a game for buck. This is not the time to think smart. My brain is music struck. We see the picture clear, but you see it clear like AC. I got a foreign agent chick. She like the honey the AC. Niggas gonna hate me like every time a beat drop. Don't get the misconception wrong. I am from the ghetto. Catch the flight. Alarm goes off. Pieces heavy metal. I'm a music scientist. Money, music, robot. On the color, rolling stones. In the center of a watch, it's my time.
It's my time.
My sights on, baby.
Got my sights on,
baby. My sights on, baby.
Got my sights on,
baby. For the light, the camera, the glitter, the gold, the glitz, my wrist for certain. Got my sights on, baby.
My sights on,
baby. Got my sights on, baby.
My sights on,
baby. For the light, the camera, the glitter, the gold, the glitz, my wrist for certain. Now every time I pull up, I flash to the future. I see the split image, I bet I'm gonna do it. Got me like Sanders, red monkeys, passing, they ain't on my denim. All shades, sights, man, they try to tell me no. Like money getting difficult, I got my sights on. I see through the physical, a lot of lies are miserable, but boy, I got to glow. Every time I come around, they like
G-L-O.
My sights on, baby.
Got my sights on,
baby. My sights on, baby.
Got my sights on,
baby. For the light, the camera, the glitter, the gold, the glitz, my wrist for something. Got my sights on, baby.
My sights on,
baby. Got my sights on, baby.
My sights on,
baby. For the light, the camera, the glitter, the gold, the glitz, my wrist for something.
These hoes.
When you walked in, it was over. I knew that I had to have you. No, I don't know who you came with, but I know you're leaving me. Cause baby, I need you tonight. I can't let you go. Baby, I need you tonight. I can't let you go.
Girl, I need you tonight. No ifs and doubts about it.
Also, jump in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Again, that's www.blogtalkradio.com/divaspot. Chat it up, network. All go, only go getters in there. About your business, you can definitely turn it up. Ain't that right, Tay?
Yes, yes, you already know, man.
Yo,
live
we did
with
a crazy
MVP.
Mix. Yeah, we did a crazy mix for y'all just a few minutes ago. At the top of that, we played Money Meek. I got my sights on, baby. So y'all make sure y'all follow him on Twitter, at Twitter, Money Meek, www.twitter.com/@MoneyMeek121. Then we played one of Denia's favorite joints. It's from North Rock 360, and it's featuring Shahid and Jay Soto, and it's called Need You Tonight. Definitely want to check out that hot video on YouTube. Those poppies are doing their thing, and they looking real nice doing it, real grown and sexy. Then we play Eddie Hulk. Y'all know Diva loves spoken word. I just really love it, and that was Hunger off his Cereal for Dinner album, so make sure you check them out. Now, of course, we told y'all we was going to have Joe Boy Fresh live in the building with us, and we're going to be interviewing him and getting all up in his Kool-Aid and his music, but I wanted to read his bio to you guys. I love to read artist bios. I just really think it's cool that they take the time out to put some information out there about him. So let's get into Joe Boy Fresh bio before we have him come live in the building. So I was going to say, Joe Boy Fresh, the Opelika, Florida, is a rapper, migrated to Washington, D.C. in his late teenage years. Never really having a drive to pursue music, initially he decided to try his hand at music at the music industry in the late summer of 2010. After linking up with Ben Dirty Daniels from Dirty Boy Management, Joe Boy Fresh's career as a rapper began to take flight. His musical influence streamed from Southern artists such as Scarface, Ball Greasy, Ghetto Boys, and Trick Daddy. Studying various influential rappers' albums, Joe Boy Fresh developed a strategy to become a special one-of-a-kind rapper himself. Therefore, his first mixtape, 305, Made in a Day, featuring Gucci Mane, Lil Wayne, Pimp C, and others, Joe Boy Fresh mixtape offers listeners a variety of musical styles that will showcase his versatility both as a rapper and a writer. So he's a double threat, you guys, which is a great thing. 305 Made in a Day will feature tracks such as the club banger I Was Like and Love Your Baby Mother or Love Your Baby Mama and the fresh rhymes and hot beats of Do You See Me Like. Joe Boy Fresh is an artist that has a story to tell, which at times can be funny, but in the same breath can be raw and real. What distinguishes this up-and-coming rapper or up-and-come rap phenom from the rest is his ability to remain humble and real in spite of his early successes. His deliberate flow and charismatic delivery makes this young superstar a force that will shake up the music industry. His second release, Strapped Up and Stressed Out, is just real talk throughout the whole mixtape. And indeed, with each hit, we can only marvel at the proficiency in which Joe Boy Fresh has developed, both on the mic and as a writer. Strapped Up and Stressed Out is guaranteed to have something on there that will catch the attention of everybody who downloads the mixtape. While Joe Boy Fresh embraces both the old school and current hip-hop, his persona shows a rapper who is not afraid to take chances with his music. He is striving to go further with his music to create momentum that will solidify his place among music elites. Joe Boy Fresh is clearly on the path to take his listeners to place that yet to be determined and build the legacy he's rapidly establishing for himself. You guys can definitely check out Joe Boy Fresh at www.joeboyfresh.com. Again, that's www.joeboyfresh.com. Check out his music, his upcoming events, and everything that he got going on. So, ladies, and gentlemen, all my dons and divas, without further ado, we bring our next soldier to our Frontline Fridays. Joe Boy Fresh is live in the building. Y'all make sure y'all show him love. Joe Boy Fresh, welcome to Frontline Fridays, baby. What's going on?
What's up? What's up? How y'all doing tonight?
We doing
what
fine.
What up? What up? Oh, yeah, I appreciate y'all having me on. I appreciate y'all taking time to talk to me for a second.
Oh, most definitely. Tay Black is here. We definitely getting it in. Big shout-out to Tawan Promotions. Big shout-out to Marlando for introducing us to us. We got three of your hot tracks that we're going to showcase tonight, which is Get My Peace. That's one of my favorites, Joe Boy. I like that.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, Get My Peace is real. I like the lyrical content. I'm listening to it. You got another one, Car She's Drippin'. And the last one is City, is that correct?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, we definitely checking out those. For those who haven't heard your music yet and they're hearing it for the first time, what would they get from this strapped up and stressed out album from hearing you the first time? What are they looking to get? What is the world looking to hear?
Growth and development, really, as an artist, you feel me? Because it's more than just me just coming on and just... You know how you hear the nigga talk about, oh, God, can I say the N-word? I'm sorry. Can I say the N-word?
Yeah, you can say the N-word. Yeah, you can say the N-word.
Yeah, but you know what I'm saying? You hear rappers or brothers talking, they be like, yeah, nigga, I got a chopper. I'm selling dope. It's like, really, you see, like, I am no dude grew from when he was just talking about, do you see me, like, to make a song like Get My Peace or The City, you feel me?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So you definitely, as an artist, I definitely, you know what I'm saying? I say, you check me out from back then to now, you definitely like, oh, yeah, cuz grew. Cuz actually... He got like on his shit now. He's taking this really seriously to be feeling myself better, you hear me? So I definitely said,
oh, yeah.
People that hit me then, they hit me now, but like, oh, cuz, yeah, he actually growing.
I checked out the 305 Made in a Day album, and then I was listening to this one. I definitely see the difference in both of them because the Made in a Day album, it was more like, to me, it was more like nigga talk. It was, I ride my homeboy, or I ride my homie,
yeah.
Or something like that. I'm like, this one is more nigga talk, this is more hood talk, this is more southern rap. I want to see what lyrical content, what is he has to talk about. Can he educate me? Can he motivate me in his music? And then you gave that to him to Get My Peace. You talk about a lot in your music. Now let's about, City, tell me about the one that we playing right now. Tell us about this track.
That track is just really just talking like, I guess I won't say metaphorically speaking, but like every city is a realist, you know what I'm saying? Like I'm from Miami, I live in D.C. now, and everywhere I be at, everybody, yeah, nigga, I go home, I see the realist, because every hood is the same. You got real niggas, you got fake niggas, you got real bitches, you got fake bitches, you know what I'm saying? So I say yes, but everywhere, you from Brooklyn, New York, or you from Bogota, Colombia, you out in Pasadena, California, because I'm pretty sure your city got this same little chick who got these high dreams, but really, she going to be up at Rainbow boosting in a minute, or that nigga, he used to be nice on the court, because going to be, if you don't get his shit together, because we're in that sauce in a second, you know what I'm saying? Everybody got the same struggle, everybody got the city, you feel what I'm saying? So that's what that song really, just really interprets, like, because the city is just everywhere, homes. If you got a crack in the concrete and chicks working them stoplights, just talking about your city, homes.
Most definitely. I'm going to throw it over to Tay Black.
Nah, that's what's up, man. So as far as, like, you know, your real life and everything that you go through on a daily basis, like, how does that influence you and your music?
I live a real humble life, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not one of dudes to be perping, like, yeah, no, I got big dough cheese. Nah, folk, I may have a couple dollars to the next man. I may got a couple less than the next man, you know what I'm saying? I go to school, like, every other college student, you know what I'm saying? I done got my little dirt in the day, got a little record, but that don't mean I'm tougher than this dude, you know what I'm saying? I'm just a regular brother trying to get it. I want to be something better than I was a few years ago. So, you know, you try to strive for that. But I'm a regular little dude, man. I like to shop, I like to kick it, and just have fun and enjoy this life because I only got one.
Yeah.
That's just me, homie.
Yeah, nah, that's real. And so as far as, like, collaborating with other people and working with people, do you find that, you know, you being a humble, real dude, does that affect, you know, people that you may interact with business-wise from them being real or fake?
Yeah, it's a lot of fake-ass niggas. A lot. Everybody say they're real, not real. And I mean, I could be a nigga, but Joe Boy fake. I try to be really as real and honest as possible. You know what I'm saying? I'm obviously I'm far from a bitch, nigga. And I try not to. If I don't like somebody, I try to be as tactful as possible and stay out their way. You know, if I like you, I like you. But a lot of people aren't like that. Everybody wants to keep up this fake brick wall to appease others.
Yeah.
And they really ain't about shit. It's crazy to me, especially this rap thing. You meet me like, yeah, man, I'm a realist, nigga. Oh, yeah. Hey, but okay, cool. You the realist. Okay, that's what's up. I'm not here to judge you, but you see some, like, flaws in their character, like, nigga, you's a hoe. I don't want to fuck with you. Or you'd be like, yeah, dude, let's work together. And they really have no ambition. What they want you to do is do everything for them. Like, leave you the water, get the cup, and help them swallow. Like, damn, folks. What are you doing, folks? You know, which is cool with me, right? You know what I'm saying? I can understand the hustle. I just ain't trying to be a part of that lick, bro. Like, you got it, folks. And that's definitely, I say, that the trials that you run in any business. You have hard workers, you know, people that pretend to work hard, you know what I'm saying? And me, you run some good dudes. Like, your man, Tawal, he's, like, actually one of the few people I met, like, in this thing, besides my manager. That's actually like, okay, you're running the service, and he's actually 100 with you, you know what I'm saying? There's a few other cats, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
But a lot of people really just be on some sucker shit, like, damn, Mo, are you trying to get money or are you trying to get over? A lot of people just trying to get over.
Mm.
That's the sad thing about this game, cuz.
So would that be something that you would tell artists that's coming up after you that, or, you know, that looks at the lifestyle that you might live or the music and say, oh, this is easy, I can do that?
I definitely tell them, be real. Have real goals set for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Like, I do it because I have an affinity for music. But at the same time, I would like to really be successful and be able to touch people and get paid for that. Oh, my God. But really keep it real. Be real with yourself. Don't just, yeah, now I'm going to hop on the mic, cuz. And tomorrow Lil Wayne's going to come pick you up and give you $2 million. Like, kind of be real, nigga. Would you do that? You know what I'm saying? And definitely, you know, just don't. Watch out for them potholes on the road to success, because there's a lot of people that have your best interest in mind. They'll say they will, but they'll just be flipping them. We'll fuck you over.
That's what,
smart.
Yeah, don't just jump on the record. I mean, we're talking about the culture here. We're talking about the real culture. And even Ebony B, especially if I hear your shit and you tweet me to play your song or check your video out and you not check, I'm listening to your music. Yes, there's still people out there that listen to your music and listen to your lyrical content. There's too many artists out here that just want to get on a track and just make a couple of dollars or whatnot. Because you're still pimping yourself at the end of the day, because you got to think about the community. And if you don't want a public opinion, don't put your public music out there. I'm not, you know, I got enough friends. I don't need no more friends. That's why I call my followers leaders. Y'all need to follow me to some greatness or lead me to some greatness somewhere, because if you get in on the record and you talk about some bullshit, I'm going to pull your car. So you either got one or two things to do about this. You can get mad and hate on me and go to the website that I created, www.hateonbeebeebeebee.com. You can take this knowledge and take this correction and let it make you better, because you got to think about, you got kids that's in these schools now, our adults now, are not really growing up into 30, 35, 40 when they really then birth themselves up and slow down, and they listening to your music too. So I'm not trying to take any creative content or the creativeness away from an artist. I'm just saying, be aware about what you're saying in the track. Because they already blaming hip hop for all the shit that's going on right now, and it's not necessarily true. Real talk.
That's real.
I want to ask you this question before, Joe Boy, I want to ask you this question before we go into this Hot Track City about this bad bitch thing that's going on. I listened to some of your music. You referenced to, I Love Your Baby Mama. It's a hilarious track.
Yeah.
The shit is hilarious. But what's said in the track, it makes a lot of sense. Like, I love your baby mama because she do this and she do that. She a freak. She hit me off. Whenever I'm going to be here, you mad because she doing it. But a lot of queens need to realize, if you going to get with a dude, you got a baby father. You got, even if you got a man at home. But if you getting with a dude and all he giving you is hard dick because there's no more bubble gum, what makes you think after you get pregnant by him and have another baby, all he going to say is to give you hard dick? You need to really think about what you're doing, and as far as from our kings, these chicks out here are so loose, and they'll set you up for a couple of bucks, couple of hundred, and take your life. So, Joe Boy, I want to ask you about this, because
you do make references to chicks, like, in your music, like, yo, all bitches ain't shit. So I want to get your perspective on how do you perceive women. Like, what's your view of women?
I perceive a woman as a woman. A woman and a bitch is never two in the same, you know what I'm saying? That's something I love. Old head was kicking some game, I was legit. Like, a woman is a woman and a bitch is a bitch. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
A woman has class and she carries herself as a lady and a woman. So you never defile a woman, you hear me? You know, and you just call it like these, some of these chicks sell themselves real, real short. And they be proud to be, hey, I'm a bitch, shawty. I'm this, that, and the third. And then when they get ran through and they little feelings get hurt, they come back and blame a man. Like, oh, sweet, sweet, sweet. Why didn't you hold yourself on that upper echelon? Why you right out here jumping from sack to couch to sack to couch? And you ain't got nothing to show for but a broke back and some raggedy cheeks. Like, shorty, that's a bitch to me. You hear me? Like, you out here, you ain't taking care of your children. You spend more time in the streets perpetrating and robbing and bullshitting than actually being a woman at home. Why you mad, shorty? That's why I make these songs for, like, shorty right there who's goosing. Who knows she got a dude at home, got kids, but she out goosing. Be the first one to talk about the next girl business. Be the first one to talk about what nigga ain't got and who she with and whoop, and price tag checking. Like, shorty, get out your fucking pocket and mind your business. You hear me? That's what I'm talking about. I ain't talking about the women who's actually going out for this. That, you know what I'm saying? I ain't going to talk about what a woman do in the bedroom because that's on that. I'm not on that. You hear me? I'm talking about what people carry themselves as. You hear me? I'm not here to say what a hoe is. I'm just saying what the difference between a woman and a bitch. A woman take care of business. A bitch always is somebody else's business. Straight like that. That's how I carry. I mean, I'm an honest person. So when I make music, I'm making music. You know, it's kind of funny. I know it has a real undertone to it because really chicks out there is getting it like that. You know what I'm saying? There's a reality behind it. And that's what I'm talking about right there. Like, you know, everybody know a bitch and everybody know a woman. You know what I'm saying? Is my old lady a bitch? No, she's actually a woman. I have an affinity for women that actually like, okay, I'm not going to be up here in the club half naked, doing dumb shit, smoking big, acting wild, and then wonder why my life is shambles. You hear me? I'm going to go to work. I'm going to go to school and I'm better myself. You know, if I get on some fly shit, I'm pretty sure my chick will be like, nigga, fuck you. Nigga, fuck you. Joe Boy, fuck you. She's going to hit by my government. So, Najo, fuck you, cuz. Nigga, get out my face. It's reality. A woman don't take no shit. You know, keep it 100.
Yeah, you're right.
Like, come on. I'm with you. I want you. I don't need you, son. Watch out, shorty.
A man is supposed to, every mate is supposed to add to what you got. I want to get into this high track. We're going to get more with your boy Fresh live in the building. Make sure you call us up, 347-850-1521. We're going to get into the hot track right here, City, and then we're going to go to the call lines and get some love. It's your girl Diva Ebony B, K Black live in the building, Frontline Friday, Phenomenal by Power by Phenomenal Radio. Let's get it.
She used to be a prom queen, man. She used to prom fiend. That's what happens out here when them bright lights attract you like a moth to a flame. A lot of people call this home, but it's also a place where a lot of people don't roam. I mean, on every corner you might find a little piece of everything. A little love, a little instant high, or maybe just something to get you by. That's what it is, homie. Slow country state of being, big city dream. I mean that big city hustle with that small country muscle. Is you getting far? Baby says she want to be a star. Everybody got the same dreams. Corner Alice, they got the same schemes. You see she want to be a ballerina. Hard times hit, now she just a dreamer. One high hopes, now high on dope. Bad break here, but that's the way it goes. Hard for a pimper, harder for a hoe. She ain't met the rules, but she playing low. Some lies, some liquor, now she on the bed. A smile in the wind, now she on the track. Never, never land, she ain't coming back. This ain't nothing new, just a known fact. Ain't them corner girls working stoplights.
Lock the doors, it's a wild ride. This is where the dreams crawl and nightmares strive. Easy roads make some hard rights. Bright days make some dark nights. It's where the rich go to get broke quick. Streets to eat you up on sticks. What you had once in the flash miss. It ain't coming back. Don't be looking pissed. Life ain't always what it seems. We out here trying to chase a dollar, but it's madness to make you wanna holler. It's a long search, hunting for something worth. It's to end with only pocket dirt. Some inner skins and soaked shirts. It's a hard living, and it's life a crime. Hunger, pain, staying on their mind. Late nights working, staying on their grind. Motivated by them greenbacks. This is Ski and Row, ain't no cutting slack. Ball, like you should see me out there on the court. I would like float like a butterfly, sting like a bee. And over there was Susie Q. Man, she could glide as graceful as whatever. I mean, before I hit this kid road.
Kane is in the building, nigga.
www.divastarradio.com. Those who have downloaded the TuneIn Radio app on their Google, on their Android phones, iPhones, Apple phones, and made us their presence on TuneIn Radio. You made Diva Star Radio presence and phenomenal radio. So we appreciate you guys and everybody that's tuned in all over the world, all overseas. We appreciate y'all. We just got to that hot track City right there by Joe Boy Fresh. So smooth. Such a smooth track. It does put you in a state of mind. You can sit back, you can chill, and just ride out. I'm definitely feeling it. Joe Boy Fresh, tell us about this video. I got a chance to check out this video. It was real creative. I like the car. I like how you had the young lady display. You didn't exploit our women. And I like that, even though chicks do it to themselves, but you didn't make her look raunchy. I understood, and Diva used this, I overstand things, your boy Fresh, because if I overstand,
okay.
I have unlimited information. If I understand,
okay.
I have limited information. But I overstand the story that you were telling about what this young lady was doing, where she can be going, what she working towards getting. When she's messing with you, this is what it's all about. Who produced that? Who did the video? That's what I want to know. Who did the video?
Alvin Gray. Me and Alvin Gray, he's the director. He does most of my videos from I Robbed My Homeboy on up to now. He and I collaborated to make it really gritty, but also creative. You know, he's trying to be innovative with the visuals, you know what I mean? So this is something that people really like, dang, let me watch this dude. And then we give credit to Alvin Gray, you know.
What's the YouTube channel where they can go to check out that video?
I guess like Joe Boy Fresh or Dirty Boy ENT channel. Subscribe to Dirty Boy ENT. But just put Joe Boy Fresh in the search box, JoeBoyFresh, and just catch all my videos on there.
Cool.
I'll catch you on Worldstar. We're about to upload that one to Worldstar next. In this month. We'll upload that to Worldstar this month.
All right, cool. Let's get some feedback from Tay Black on this track, and then we're going to go to the 240. We see you.
Yeah, definitely rocking with that joint. And I wanted to ask you, who produced that joint, man? Because that's like a smooth track, man.
Man.
Sound like y'all really had a good
band.
Yeah,
I don't disrespect that dude. I'm sorry to cut you off. I forget who that brother is, man. He's really, really talented. I know it's like this white dude out of, I don't think he's out of Philly or Washington State. But he's really, really talented. Like big up to him. You know what I'm saying? I'm not dissing him. I just can't remember his name right now. It's just like getting late for me. It's been a long day. I just can't remember his name right now. I'm sorry.
Nah, that's what's up though, man. I really feel like that's maybe somebody you definitely want to continue to work with. Cause y'all had a good marriage on that joint, man. That joint got a good vibe to it, man.
Yeah, he's definitely very talented. It was a blessing to get with him and get that track.
Matter of fact, how does your production selection work for you in particular, man? Do you have an idea for a song in mind and then search for beats, or do you kind of create on after you hear the beat, or do you do a little bit of both?
A little bit of both, honestly. You know how it is. Like, you have an idea, and you feel like you never find the right beat. Something like this beat right here, it just found me, and it's like just everything meshed with it. You know what I'm saying? It was a blessing, like a real life blessing. I need that track to really get my mind on focus, to try to focus on the type of music I want to create. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
To put some insight, some thought into it. You feel me?
Yeah. Yeah, that's what's up. All right, back to you, D.
Let's go to the phone lines, and we're going to get back to the questions to showcase more of this hot music by Joe Boy Fresh. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Frontline Friday. Tay Black is here. Joe Boy Fresh is here. 240, you're now on the spot, on the grind. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Hey, what's going on? You know what I'm saying? It's the kid, Jay Biggs. You know what I'm saying? I'm live in the line right now.
Oh, Jay Biggs is live in the building. You already know what it is. See, when the queen come out, all the kings come out. Jay Biggs, what's going on? We got a special guest, Joe Boy Fresh, live in the building.
Yo, what's up, man? What's up, Joe Boy? What's popping with you?
What's good, homie?
Ain't nothing, man. You know what I'm saying? I'm out and about. You know, I left this long studio session in the day. You know what I'm saying? I'm checking in on the show real quick. See what's popping on Friday nights. You know, Friday nights, I'm coming home. I came home to my Friday night show. You know what I'm saying? But I want to let everybody know tomorrow, Saturday, step your game up Saturday. Come rock with me. Diva Ebony B. You know what I'm saying? We doing our thing. We educating the masses, and we turn up, man. Tune in tomorrow.
Yeah.
We're going to have Money Making D on Step Your Game Up Saturdays tomorrow.
Shout out to Money Making D, man. Shout out to Joe Boy Fresh, man. I caught like a little bit of the end of that track, man. So it was hot. You know what I'm saying?
I appreciate it, bro.
I like the sound, man. It was real smooth, like Tay said. It was a real smooth track, you know. And yeah, I'm in the car, you know, riding around. I'm getting it. So, you know, it's something that made me, you know, I feel it sitting in the car. So, yeah, it's a good thing, man. Good thing.
Thank you, brother.
Doing
appreciate
what you're
that,
doing,
brother.
Man.
Thank you, brother.
Real, man.
Appreciate that.
No problem,
bro.
Give me a Scarface feel. It gives me that Scarface feel. That's exactly what it gives me. And I know Scarface is one of the artists that influenced you, Joe Boy Fresh. You started this late summer of 2010, and it's 2012 right now, and going into it, do you still, like, from what you've seen within a year and a couple of months now within the industry, you've seen how the industry can hold so much fuckery in it and so much BS and people, I'm just going to say it, I go through this all day, every day. It actually has taught me a lot of patience. But
you have to, yeah,
now everything that you have seen, well, not everything, but you've seen so far, what is it that you want the other young brothers, young sisters who are coming behind you in this music industry and have that dream to get their music off, what do you want them to know for real, for real?
Be patient. If you really believe in what you want to do, your dreams, follow it all the way through. Don't let nobody tell you what you can't do. Don't let anybody define the type of artist you want to be. You want, you know what I'm saying? You follow your heart with your music. Be patient. If you're from the street, don't expect to meet street niggas and females in this industry. A lot of these brothers, they not street. They, you know what I mean? They are living like courtesy to other people. You know what I'm saying? And don't look for that. Like, if you're a street nigga, like, oh yeah, it's another street nigga. These, nah, brother. Nah. I mean, just because you live in a neighborhood don't make you street, homes. And just because you, you know what I'm saying, Woody Whooping don't mean you street. There's a lot of big mouth brothers and sisters out here. Yeah. All right, because being deep don't make you real. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely, a lot of people just be mindful of this. It's like wrestling. This rap stuff is like wrestling. You know what I'm saying? When you little, you think it's so real. Like, oh my God. Then you grow up like, oh, this is fake. You can't be perfect. Oh, you're perfect. Oh, yeah, just take it for what it's worth and definitely follow your dream. But be humble, because this little Monday you hot, Tuesday you not, and then Wednesday you flop. You feel me?
Wow, Monday you hot, Tuesday you not, and Wednesday you flop. Wow, he just killed that right there. Let's talk about your management. I want to talk about your management, Ben Daniels, a.k.a. Dirty. Tell me about Dirty. Yeah. How did that link up? How did that all come about?
It was a roundabout. We kind of, like, knew some of the same people. You know, I wasn't really hip to rap. It was like, you know, you be outside just freestyling. This dude, he a rapper in D.C. I'm not going to say his name. But his manager ran up on me in the gas station and was just telling me dreams, and I didn't know anything. He's like, oh, you rap? I'm like, no, I don't rap. Well, you nigga, I could do this for you. And nigga did it to Woody Woo. And I was like, all right. Yeah, it was a notable rapper in D.C. You know, it was a notable dude. He ain't really doing nothing no more. So I went and I knew Ben. I was like, yo, Ben, what you know about this dude? He's like, oh, I heard of him. I know his management, Woody Woo. He's like, well, what do you think about rapping? Like, well, I know I could freestyle, but, you know, you kick stuff around the way. Talk shit with your niggas. I'm like, look, I don't think I know how to rap because I've never recorded or wrote a song. I don't know a bar from nothing, you hear me? Or, you know what I'm saying? None of that. So I got with him for artist development. He's like, look, well, my man, you know, let's get together and do it for real. And that's where we was at. Like, he's a stand-up brother. He didn't chase me. I could leave money in front of him. I know I ain't going to have to go back and count it again. And that's the thing about the management. You know, he's like, he's a friend also, you feel me? That's not just like we work together. It's a blessing, you know, and you know, but he's a stand-up brother. You know, it's very few you find brothers you can actually like, oh damn, I can trust his brother with my money, or I can trust his brother not to stab me in the back when I blink my eyes. You know what I'm saying? And I've definitely been blessed. Like win, lose, or draw, I definitely been blessed to meet that brother. That's not just saying it because he's probably listening. Or no, he's a stand-up brother. It's very few men out here. He's a man. He's a stand-up man. He's a good man.
That's definitely what's up. I'm gonna throw it over to Tay, and then we can get into one of my favorite tracks, Get My Peace. I was going to work to this. Actually, I've been listening to this every morning for the last 2 weeks going to work. This is a good track.
Man, I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
No problem. I'm going to throw it over to you, baby.
Alright, as far as like, you know, the direction that you're trying to head in next with the music, like, who are you looking forward to kind of working with, or have you scoped out some features or people that you're trying to reach out to, producers or artists alike?
I definitely try to, like, I'm in D.C. now, so I definitely reach out to D.C. artists. D.C. artists is too Hollywood, keep it real. The niggas out here, they ain't no unity. Niggas be on some, everybody's a celebrity up here, like, wow. Damn, alright, respect, homes. So, but who I would like to work with outside the Spanho, I definitely like to work with Gunplay. You know what I'm saying? From MMG. Definitely, I've been a big fan of his for a brick. Young Bree from MMG. Ball Greasy. I would definitely love to work with Kanye West, probably. You know what I'm saying?
That's
T Murder. I know that's not why. I'm just big idol, big T Murder fan, big Project Pac fan. Who else? UGK. Oh, well, I say UGK. Rest in peace, Pepsi. But like Bun B, like definitely, man, I would love to work with Bun B, bro.
Yeah.
That's probably about it. You know, that's probably like, like Andre 3000. You know, or maybe just me. I guess I'm talking about the people I like to meet. I don't know. It's kind of wild, but the people I look up to, the people I like to music with. You hear me?
That's what's up, though. Nah, man, that's a good variety. You know what I mean? Juicy J and Project Pat, they be through here all the time. Because I'm up in the DMV area myself right now, so.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's definitely a good look. And I definitely understand as far as, you know, people being Hollywood. I definitely
know how it is. These dudes, it's funny, man. I was like, all right, you're a gangster, and you're Hollywood. Okay, true that.
I mean, it's a different breed, man. It's definitely, you know, I guess you get what you know what I mean, put into it. But, you know, as long as you stay on your path, we're going to be good. You know what I mean?
Yeah, all the time, dude.
Yeah, that's what's up. Now, back to you, Diva.
Let's get into this hot track called Get My Peace by Joe Boy Fresh. Follow him on Twitter at Joe Boy Fresh. That's J-O-B-O-Y Fresh, J-O-B-O-Y Fresh. Network with him, chopping it up. He is one of the soldiers that's on the front line right now with this hot track, Get My Peace. Let's go.
Yeah, I know what I want, so I gotta work every day, knowing nothing in this life is free. Now I know what I need, so I gotta do what I have to. I know I'ma get my peace. I know what I want, so I have to work every day, knowing nothing in this life is free. Now I know what I need, so I'm gonna do what I have to.
I know what I want, fool, I got to get me. I can't rest cause I ain't got no peace. I know I ain't shit, I never ever said I would be. My daddy left so my mama hates me. What the fuck did I do? With three strikes I'm supposed to make you. Curse cause I'm black, but safe cause I'm strapped. They praying at the church, but ain't nobody came to give me shit. I got a dollar but I still ain't got shit. I'm supposed to pay the rent. They still putting notice at my door. What the fuck, ain't nowhere else I can go. My mama crying slow, weeps inside a pillow, while I'm creeping inside our next door neighbor back window. My family, they don't want me around. I'm robbing kill folks. I'm sorry for my life, but this is how I live though. Rather die up on my feet before I let out on my knees. Niggas ain't giving shit cause ain't nothing out here for free.
Yeah, I know what I want, so I gotta work every day, knowing nothing in this life is free. I know what I need, so I gotta do what I have to. I know I'ma get my peace. I know what I want, so I have to work it.
On the spot, on the grind.
Yo, this Lady G,
You are now tuned in live with Diva Mary Kay, Miss Motivation I See You, and Tay Black on Frontline Fridays, where all hot indie artists and music is live and bumping. Featuring nothing but true soldiers. Watch me do my thing. Watch me do my thing. Stay tuned for Bad Chicks. Stay on top.
Let's go.
Make sure you check out Diva Mary Kay
on Frontline Friday,
where all hot indie artists and music live. For info, call 908-296-5739.
It's your boy Money Making D, and you are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B, dropping nothing but the hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.divaspotradio.com. Let's go.
Yeah, it's your boy K Flames, and you are now tuned in live on Frontline Fridays, powered by Phenomenal Radio with Diva Ebony B and Tay Black, dropping nothing but hot indie artists and music. Tune in live at www.divaspotradio.com. That's www.divaspotradio.com. Yeah, turn up.
More music in a way that you might not be prepared to deal with. Back to back and beat to beat. This is Phenomenal Radio.
It's a phenomenal situation going on over here, baby. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Tay Black is here. We just played that hard track, Get My Peace, by Joe Boy Fresh. Call us up 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. And press the one button to be heard. Also jump in our chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Diva Spot. Joe Boy Fresh, I love that song. I like that song because you was, yeah, you was real in the song. I like the chorus. Who did the chorus on the track right there? So chorus.
Oh man, I think his name was like Rajan or Rasan or something like that. I just found out like when we was putting together the mixtape, like getting the credits together, so you need to add people on there before they get all from like you try to play with them. And I just barely found his name like maybe like 2 or 3 weeks ago. I think like Rajan or Rayson or something like that. I never had the pleasure of meeting him. I just got the track.
Well, that's definitely what's up. We gotta definitely holler at him because he did that track justice. That's exactly what that track needed.
No
bull. Like,
that hook was blessed.
Yes, it was definitely what it was needed. Take Black feedback on that, baby.
Yeah, definitely another joint to vibe to. You know what I mean? Definitely a good feeling, yo. Definitely can make, you know what I mean, good collabs with people, man. It's good to hear that, you know, everybody can get their creative on and make a good product that everybody's selling. So that's what's up.
Yo, Boy Fresh, where can they go to download your music? And is your music on any of the for sale or any sites like iTunes, Amazon, CD Baby, anything like that?
The main day in the Strapped Up and Stressed Out, the first mixtape, they on there, like CD Baby, iTunes, that player, you know, the usual outlets for the mixtape. This one right here, we haven't got it uploaded to iTunes and CD Baby yet. We've just been ripping around, but it definitely will be up there soon, like very, very soon, in the next week or so. Right now, they can get it on, like, if they get on my Twitter, they can see the links for it. It's on the indie part of, what is it, Live Mixtape and that player. We're going to upload it to my website within the next 48 hours. They can go to joeboyfresh.com to get it. And any of the links that's posted on Twitter, definitely get on Twitter. They follow me. They can look at the links and catch it right there. We're getting together to make it more easily accessible to folks. You know what I'm saying? For a lot of folks that don't have a Twitter or ain't trying to rip it around and try to find it. You know what I'm saying?
Now there is great to hustle online. The hustle online is great. I believe the advertisement is for. I mean, Twitter is for advertisement. That's in networking, but you know. It's great to have the hustle online, but you got to have that hustle offline. Do you give out or sell physical copies of your CDs? Do you sell them or give out physical copies of your CDs?
I don't sell them. I just be passing CDs out. Look, right now I'm trying to build up the clientele. Can't be texting yet. So I gotta be just wherever I'm at. I pull up at the mall. That little challenger that was in the city, that's actually my real call. I pop a little trunk at the mall and be just, hey, bro, you know how I let you. Go ahead, take this, put it in the CD player, play it loud and record your areas. You know what I'm saying? It's just young. You know, just give them out for free, bro. Right now, it's a labor of love. You're just trying to build folk up like, hey, bro, come get this. You know, keep your money in your pocket. Just put this in the other pocket with you. You know what I'm saying? sounds. We definitely ain't no paying for it over here. Like, I really ain't big on that. People won't even pay for music, real live. Why would I pay for somebody I never heard before?
They won't
pay for their favorite rapper. They not about to pay for an unknown rapper. Like, come on now. You gotta force feed a nigga your free shit. Like, dog, please, I promise you they whack. Take this, bruh. Come on, bro. I wish I would. I'm gonna give you a deal.
Look, we got three for ten. About five for twenty. We can get you hooked up right here, like throw it in. But I'm glad that you said that. It's like a labor of love. You want to get the word out. I know artists that be like, well, why am I going to invest into physical copies? Nobody buy physical copies anymore. That's the stupidest shit I've heard in my life. That was just outright dumb. You are a walking mobile brand wherever you are. You're supposed to have a flyer, a CD, or something on you. You don't go nowhere. And also for artists that's doing these performances, like they go into these performances, and if somebody wants you to come and perform at their spot and they ain't paying you, then they at least should be able to give you a media table where you can be able to set up shop. That's how David doing it. You come and you do a showcase with Frontline Fridays at the Last Call, we giving you a media table. That's if we not going to pay you. And then we still get to a media table if we pay you. Like, I just think it's necessary. That's a part of branding, and that's what the artist got to start saying. Like, look, I'll come perform for you, but you pay me this X amount of money, and I need a media table, because after you finish performing on the stage, we want to meet you. And that's another thing. You do have some upcoming events. Tell us about that, Joe Boy Fresh. You're going to be in New York on the 18th of November. Is this correct?
Yeah. I'm being in New York on the 18th. A few other cities, I'm not really sure yet. Like, I know it sounds so unprofessional, but, you know, just getting all the particulars together before I say, like, yeah, I'm going to be there. And it falls through, and people look at you like, nigga, you a lie. Like, wait. But, yeah, New York is coming up for definitely. Huh?
I said, they're going to be like, you lied to me, Joe Boy Fresh. He's a
liar. Yeah, you ain't real, nigga. You a fake ass nigga. You ain't really rapping, homes. You know, it's straight like that. So, I know 18th of November, that's going down. That's in New York. I know it's going to be some more coming up, like with Coast to Coast. Catch me on the Coast to Coast Mixer Tours. I'll be hitting them up habitually. Wherever they at, I'll be there. That's like whether it's Atlanta, Miami, Houston, North Carolina, you know what I'm saying? New York.
You got an interview coming. That. Did you do the interview already with Grime Magazine? Grime Magazine?
No, I ain't done that yet. No, I have not done that yet.
That's coming, Grime Mind Magazine. Your mixtape promos on www.talkofthestreetstv.com. That's coming. You got another mixtape host. Yep, you got another mixtape host.
You know it all better than me.
I'm on the spot on the grind, baby. Tay, you better tell them about me, Tay.
You better believe it.
I'm already here. I've been seeing on the Twitter. She was just blasting like, damn, bro. I just got my little Twitter thing up. I just be so... It's overwhelming. That Twitter's kind of overwhelming to me. You got to say something witty and cool and funny. Like, I'm not really that cool, bro. You know, you got to meet me in person.
I'm not the cyber guy. I'm not that cool.
Why you hire people and you get people on your team to do that for you. That's how Diddy does it. And let me drop a jewel on y'all right now. You know, whatever that you're doing with your branding and with your music or with your company, you're not going to know everything. I have a PR. I got a promotion team. I got a host. I got other people that make up this body. So in order for me to succeed in somewhere, if I want to get on the billboard, I'm going to search for the top person that in whatever area of Seattle that I can get to talk to them, sit down, have a meeting, come to terms and agreements to get up on this billboard. There's nothing wrong with chilling out with Craig and Day Day and Boom Chica, but they there where they at. So sometimes, a lot of times, if you're looking to be successful and to get branded and start getting paid for what you're doing for your gift, you want to start to bring people around you and network with people who can get things done. You know, if you want some piss, you know what weed man to go to. If you want to get your drink on, your mollies, you know where to go to. Now it's time to step your game up. Going into 2013 ownership, this is what Dee was talking about. See, I can sit up here and talk about some bullshit to y'all all day. I just choose not to. But we talking about going into the future, ownership. Start owning your lyrical content. Register as a writer and a publisher for your music. Ownership is power. Getting your LLC, start learning about this. If you got your own brand, Joe Boy Fresh, ENT Entertainment, brand that shit because they gonna pimp us until they can't pimp us no more if we let them because they come with a contract and saying we can get you out to this many people. I don't understand that part right there. So I'm encouraging all my people and everybody under the sign of my voice going into 2013 to start looking to become an owner. I don't care if you got a food truck. I don't care if you got a penny candy store. Own it. It's yours. Like, think about it, because you want to be able to leave something behind later rather than always going out and spending your money being a consumer. You don't have to be the consumer all the time. You can be the retailer. You can be the provider. So I just really think that's important, and I had the need to say that because I got a lot of how Joe Boy Fresh would say, fuck boys. AKA new niggas around here. So, yeah, that's my word, Joe Boy Fresh. I call them new niggas. It's a different thing of black
new
person.
Niggas nowadays.
Yeah, you got a whole bunch of new niggas who try to blow smoke up your butt. How can I get a feature? How can I get on the show? How can I get on this? You send them the link with the submission, and it's causing for you to invest into yourself. They'll start to wither off. If I pay for airtime, what makes you think you ain't going to pay? Think about this shit. I'm just saying. I'm really enjoying. I'm looking to hear more for you from you, Joe Boy Fresh, and I'm looking to see more of the growth. What do you think about, like you said, there's a hood everywhere you go, there's a city everywhere you go, and we're facing a lot of teen pregnancies, a lot of death, a lot of addiction, a lot of struggle, just basically a lot of poverty at this time because there's a thing they're saying, what are they saying, there's not enough jobs in America. I believe there's not enough business owners. How or do you want to do something to have an impact or a change on every community that you go to for the youth, for the kids?
You said do I want to?
Both. You know, do you want to? And if so, how would you? Because this is a really big responsibility and it can become real tedious, and it can become a headache, but being that you're putting your music out there to the public and looking for the public support, what do you want to make music that's going to change the way people are viewing their lifestyles and themselves and stop this fucking slave rap and this generational cursing?
Yeah. I definitely say yeah. I know it's an arduous task because, like, I'm just one man, but I definitely want to touch young brothers. If you coming up in the situation I came up in, I want you to see, like, you know, like when I was a little nigga, and I would listen to music, I would meet my favorite artist, and I'd say, like, damn, bro, just like me. You know what I'm saying? You don't really meet that a lot. Mm-hmm. A lot of people be too Hollywood. They get on stage, they be showing out. And you meet an artist who actually chilling with y'all, smoking with y'all, and he ain't be in Hollywood. He may get on his knees and shoot dice with y'all. You know what I'm saying? And it would show me, like, well, damn, bro, just like me, well, there could be a little more something on the inside. Like, I could be like him then. You feel me? I can just show myself. I don't gotta sit here and just because a lot of time when you're in despair, you poverty, you don't see nothing better for yourself. So I would like to go like show a little brother like Holmes, don't get caught up in the joy and BS, but you could better yourself, Holmes. You may not have to be a rapper, you may not have to be a sports player, but hit them books, Holmes. Cause a lot of times you ain't gonna listen to nobody that ain't been through what you've been through. You feel me? But a real OG that come and chop it up with you, like, hey little dude, like, hey little Holmes, I'm gonna tell you why you shut it. It's fun while it lasts, but think about what after it lasts. That's what I would like to do for young brother at home. You could be somebody, shorty. You're different from a nigga who, man, he's a little L7 dude. That dude is perfect, like he's been through it. That's somebody actually looking in your eyes. You could look in cuz ain't blink. He's telling you what it is. And you could actually believe in his word when he tells you you could be somebody, Holmes. And I would like to teach little brothers, like, bro, take your little dope money, whatever. Put it into like a media distribution. Open up a little studio or start pressing up TV, T-shirts or pressing up flyers for folks, you know what I'm saying? Invest that money, Holmes. Because when a brother ain't been through, you don't want to hear what you're talking about. Like, sure, you don't know what I'm going through. keep it real to my bills, homes. You know what I'm saying? Talk about changing my life. That's what I would like to do for young brothers. Like, bro, like, I know it's real, because ain't nothing like when your life's due or your rent or your mom's job, like, messed up or your girl hurt or your kids. You're going to do whatever to feed them. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, there's nobody who ain't been in your shoes. I know for me, I don't have nothing you got to say if you ain't been where I've been. Like, don't even talk to me. That's what I would like to do, like, to reach out to people, like, son, you could be something, because they want to keep the powers that be, I ain't going to say white folks, whatever, powers that be want to keep us down, you feel me? If we keep you dumb, broken, barefoot, you never going to try to be nothing. You're just going to try to survive. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to help you with that. I definitely want to help you with that, King. If you're real with that, I'll support you all the way. Let's bring in 909. We got more love on the call line. I see y'all with your hands up. 909, you on the spot, on the grind. Holla at us.
What's going on, Diva? You already know what it is. It's J. Rilla Rillis.
Peace, King. J. Rilla Rillis live in the building. We got Joe Boy Fresh here. Tay Black is live in the building. Money Meek is here, too.
Yeah, I hear, man, I'm hearing what the convo is about. You already know me. I'm a supporter of the future generation and the escalation of the education. You know what I'm saying? What's up, Mr. Black? I see you, Mr. Joe. You know what I'm saying?
What up?
Good evening, gentlemen.
What's going on, brother?
I see you got the front. You got the front lines always. You got the soldiers always on the right. Soldiers always on the front line. They always put the riders out there first. My little interjection real quick, you know, trying to stay on topic or whatnot, is following in behind what the brother was saying. When you meet a lot of these cats that are considered, you know, they labeled as industry cats or Hollywood or whatever you want to make, you know, label them as the sign artists or whatnot. You meet a lot of these cats, like you said, are just, they laid back, they cool. They're the same. Really, when you look at a sign artist versus an unsigned artist, you're really just looking at hunger and you're looking at being satisfied, you know, or if that artist is that type of person to get full off of being signed and, you know, or whatnot. But you're looking at the same individual. You know, you're looking at the same people that they were before they signed, made it, and all that. And these people went through struggle and they went through sacrifice to get to where they're at now. And that, I mean, how he put it was beautiful. Let them know that you can, whatever money, however you make your money, you make it that way, you make it, you might cut lines, or you might, whatever you're doing, invest. Invest in yourself so that way you can be able to invest into the future. Like Diva was saying, there's jobs out there. You want a job, you can get a job. It's not as easy as it was years ago, but there's jobs out there, but there's nobody giving jobs out there. We need the people to own the businesses, not just want to work for the companies. We need the people to own the companies. We need the inventors. Our minds are vast. Look at this stuff, how creative we are with these rhymes. Look how creative we are with these Facebook and these social networking. Every time you look up some college kid or some, you know, somebody coming fresh out of high school has invented some multi-billion-dollar social networking site or something like that. Let's be creative. Let's get back into inventing things. Let's become an idealistic generation and start thinking the way we act. You know, we act like we better and futurists and all this. Let's start putting our thoughts and mind into doing that, and that way we can make that a vivid reality of telling the young brother, hey, you know what, it's not just giving them the game, not shunning or disrespecting what you're saying, but it's not just giving them the game and relating with them, it's providing the opportunity for them to arise. I mean, we didn't have enough OGs. We done had enough OGs in front of liquor stores, winos telling us how this and that, and their views and all that. We need some people who are going to start handing out, hey, young brother, don't sell that dope. Come here. You know, punch this clock. I got a clock for you to punch. I ain't worried about how much weed you got in your system right now. If you got to clean up, clean up. You know, represent yourself first, and then you can represent people, you know.
Well, man, damn is. I like what you said about providing an outlet, because I'm more one of those people who say, if there's a problem, I want to focus on the solution. And my PR was saying to me the other day, I was like, look at all this, you know, this fuckery rap. I'm getting this. Like, he was like, Diva, don't worry about what's going on over there. Just stick to the positive. I don't live in a land of rainbows. I don't care where I am. So I'm not going to allow, I'm going to listen, but if we, what happened with the music industry and a lot of the communities is they let a lot of slave fuckery music come in. And what happened with what it is, it started to play it over and over and over and over and over and verbatim again, and you got mind-washed. You got brainwashed. That's what happens. You do something over and over and over again, and you keep saying it. If I say every day that I'm 350 pounds, which I'm 5'7", 211, I'm fine where I'm at. But if I say every day I'm 350 pounds, my mind is going to start programming saying you are 350 pounds and you can eat that extra turkey. Like, we gotta pay attention to what we putting out on in the airwaves and on radio. That's why I hold not only the artist responsible, but I hold the radio personality and the DJ personality responsible, too, for the music that we playing. It's all right that we could play tracks from time to time, but let's stop all this fuckery. Well, look at all this homosexuality going on. I said, what's the honor to find a man not in a home? Diva, come back, baby. Come back, baby. I want to get into She Drifting before I get into this. All right, I'm back. I know, Tay, we live on air, baby, but you know the Diva don't. Back to you, Joe Boy Fresh. We want to get into this track She Dipping. She Dripping, excuse me. Go ahead and introduce it for us and let them know that they're hearing it live right here on Frontline Friday.
What's up, man? This is about to showcase this next song. This is She Dripping off my Still Strapped But Stressed Out. Shout out to Diva, Ebony B, and Tay Black.
Coming right back.
Hello.
I want to know.
Hold on, say it again, please.
How can I do that shit? No, I'm just playing.
Y'all wild with it. Oh, man.
Oh, man. Oh, Drip Drop is a known fact. I fucked the one. She coming back. All right.
Yeah. And based on true story.
Yeah, you knew I was gonna ask you, so just break this down to me so I can understand this song right here. And you know what's crazy about it? When the beat come in and it skip a couple of times, I heard the first time I heard a track do that is Bitch House in Newark, New Jersey, is when I went to go see Rough Riders, when I went to go see the male dancers, and they just kept jerking the beat back. Yeah.
Oh, wow.
But then after the 5th or 6th time of going, I realized they all kissing and touching on each other, and it was no fun no more. And being that I wasn't tipping, they wasn't messing with me. But anywho, tonight I see you, I'm about to get to you, baby. And J. Rhoda Rose, I see you, I'm about to get to you. I might as well open up everybody, Mike. But break this track down to me. Help me understand this.
This is for my affinity for women that have certain sexual attributes that are great and during certain sexual relations. And usually if I can get in the activities once, usually I can get it twice. If it doesn't happen, hey, well, one time is usually good for me, but you know, this is what I'm saying. It's based on a true story.
It's based on a true story.
It's basically my endeavor.
Is I Ride My Homeboy a true story?
Yeah. Yeah.
You really robbed your homeboy, yo?
It wasn't really a homie. You know, you see niggas you know. It's like, oh, man, it's not all right. You know, we dap. We hit the club together, but make
your
boys together. Come through. Came from my way. Like, not my close man. Like, this is my men. These are my. We got the same tattoos. I'm gonna take a charge for him. He'll take a charge for me. Nobody like that. How some nigga like, damn, so you robbed like two? The terminology. I put it like I robbed a nigga I was cool with. That I really, if he get wrong, I'ma slide him. You know, it wouldn't have been cool, so I robbed my homeboy. It's reality, you know. Anybody can get it. When I rob with my close men, fuck, you know, that's just disrespectful. But a nigga, you be like, oh, I dapped him before. I know him, son. Fuck yeah, he get caught slipping. Tell him about to take him out the car.
In the track that you robbed your homeboy. You even said to the fact that shit, I rob bitches too. So
yeah, I better not act crazy. You going in there to take a little bit of time first, cuz.
Hey, so I said, I want my burger with cheese, nigga. I said, with cheese.
Yeah,
nigga.
Yeah.
I said, with
like,
cheese.
Yeah, son, like, son come through, that's not my man, but he comes
through. Hey, but you know what? You know what? I don't mean to interject on my mans or whatnot. You know, I'm not, God judges every individual. It's not my place to judge anybody.
True.
I come from a place where, you know, I mean, what he's talking about, me as an individual, and this is Jay Real the Realist, you know what I'm saying? Me as an individual living their life, I've had to do the same thing, you know, but at the same time, I don't think, and a lot of people might be taking him the wrong way, this is not a brag or a boast session. Oh, yeah, I'm the shit. You know, I rob my own boy that anybody can get. I'm just trying to prove that I'm tough for this. These are certain scenarios in life, and he's being honest enough to be honest about it and use that to outlet his music. But these are things in life that we've had to do. Opportunities. I mean, opportunity don't knock. And sometimes you do things out of mind, and you don't, you know what I'm saying? $2,000-$3,000 is going to come knock on your door. So just fly past your lap, you know what I'm saying? You get the opportunity to get it. You know, you make that choice in that instant. You know what I'm saying? And then a lot of cats ain't brave enough to get on wax and do a song called I Ride My Homeboy. You know what I'm saying?
I'm
because a lot of niggas ain't finna get on track.
I'm thinking about the stupid mofos that's going to listen to that song repeatedly over and over and over again.
Feel like they
and then
they're
not getting the knowledge yet. They're not getting what he's saying. And they're like, well, shit, I can ride my homeboy too.
Well,
Nobody
let me stop. Karma is a motherfucker. Do not rob your best man. Don't cut your nose off to spite your face. I'm not going on that. But you know what I'm saying? It's like brother said on the phone, sometimes things arise. Do I condone? Like, don't rob your brother, because if you call that man your brother, don't be grimy like that. Huh? Don't be Alpo. Do not pull an Alpo on your man.
Oh, snap.
You know? Yeah, but you feel what I'm saying?
That's
like,
real.
Things do arise.
I mean, it does get into the point that we do get in tight situations and stuff like that, you know, does happen. I'm not going to sit here and act like I'm the Mother Teresa. I'm not going to necessarily say I robbed anybody. I probably was able to convince somebody to
finesse them. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah,
exactly.
You
know
what I mean?
But, you know,
people don't rob people. She just send people after people. Pick up the phone and say, go get that. And somebody bring it to her like a chef. Diva don't rob nobody. She ain't got to. She ain't going to break no nail.
I ain't got to rob nobody. I'm trying to get it to the point where people will be able to want to invest their money. Y'all know people only spend money to feel good. So if you in the feel-good business, then they going to spend money with you. So if you think about it, but I really wanted to touch on that and talk about this song to those who go and listen to it. Y'all won't get misconstrued. Don't miss his message in here because a lot of people get caught up in the beat. Oh, yo, Joe Boy Fresh trying to tell you heard that beat he had? And I'm going to be like, did you hear what he was saying? Are you listening?
Yeah.
Are you listening? Are you? What the fuck is you taking from it? Because I don't call myself a fan. I'm not a fan for Joe Boy Fresh. I'm a supporter. It's a difference in just being a fan. I support you, brother. That's why you here.
I appreciate that. Thank you so much.
So, yeah, most definitely. We're going to turn this thing all the way around. Joe Boy Fresh, I want to thank you personally for coming to Frontline Friday. Yeah, it showcases. You're welcome to come back anytime you want to. The next time, you just got to pour your own Kool-Aid, you dig?
Yes, ma'am. Yep. Yes, ma'am. I appreciate you. Appreciate y'all. Appreciate all y'all. Show enough. For real enough.
Give some shout-outs and, you know, give your outro because we're about to go down this line right here. So we're about to go into the after hours in a few minutes. If y'all want to get into the after hour, the VIP session, y'all need to call in. Y'all got 3 minutes. To get into this after hour because we're about to get turned out. 347-850-1521. That's 347-850-1521. That's how you get your name on this VIP list here. But your boy Fresh, give us your outro, baby.
All right, outro. Shout out to Diva Ebony V, Tay Black. I appreciate y'all so much for having me on Frontline Friday. It really means a lot to me. Shout out to Dirty Boy ENT, doing all of everything from CD duplications to business cards. Follow me on Twitter at JoeBoyFresh. JoeBoyFresh. Check out my website, JoeBoyFresh.com. That's JoeBoyFresh. Stay tuned. Catch me on WorldStar. Just shout out to everybody supporting me. You know, not the fans, because fans, they get fickle. But like Diva Ebony B said, shout out to the supporters because that's a lot, I said, a little more endearing than a fan. You know what I'm saying? It's a little more heartfelt. Shout out to all my supporters, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to all the niggas that don't fuck with me. I probably don't fuck with you back.
I like that.
You know what I'm saying? So I appreciate all y'all. Shout out to brothers calling. Shout out to everybody on the line right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And y'all have a blessed night and blessed weekend. You hear me?
Definitely.
For sure. And you're now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Ebony B. You have more to say? Go ahead, baby. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to touch you.
Thank y'all. Thank all y'all. Y'all, you know what I'm saying? Thank y'all again.
Oh, you definitely welcome. You're now tuning in live to Frontline Fridays. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. Tay Black is here. We're about to do a little bit, just a little bit in this after-hour session. I just want to cut up a little bit. I got to get it out. I got to get the diva out. I'm about to educate and regulate y'all on this situation right here. Y'all know y'all ain't going to come to the show and not get fed. Let's get into this educate and regulate session right here. I'm going to drop a couple of jewels on y'all because y'all need to know this. Let's go.
It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. It's time to educate and regulate. On the front line with Diva Ebony B. Hey queen, won't you do something? On the front line, Diva Ebony B. Hey queen, what you do from? On the front line with Diva Ebony B.
Come on.
Yeah. Shout out to S. Crowley for that hot drop right there with the educate and regulate session. You guys stay tuned because we coming out with them educate and regulate shirts. I just love that drop. I love what S. Coley. Follow him on Twitter at S.Coley, C-O-L-L-I. Make sure you check him out. But I wanted to talk about the things that an artist should know and a business owner should know. And Tay Black had educated me about this a couple of months ago. So I decided to research some more and spread my knowledge with you guys on today. The top 9 things every artist should know for a successful career in the music industry. This is the industry, and you need to be able to be prepared. The first thing is do the research. Watching BET every day or American Idol does not qualify you to work in this industry. You need to read all the books. You need to study the websites and the blogs every day, you know, to learn who's the who's and what's going on behind the scenes in the music industry. You know, you also need to follow behind-the-scenes folks. The behind-the-scenes folks, like on Twitter, not just the famous artists, but see who they talk to frequently, you know, what they say to each other, you know, what issues are important to them. Ask questions, like specific ones, like, you know, how do a 360 deal, what's the pros and cons and the positivity? How does a 360 deal affect artists in today's economy? Not general or selfish questions like, you know, how do I get started in the music business, or how come you never return my calls, or my personal favorite is follow me back. People be hitting me up on Twitter. People follow me. Follow you where? Where you want me to follow you to? Like, for real? Give me a reason to follow you. But that's the top number one is do your research. Number two is do volunteer or intern. This is my very favorite, you guys. Very few people enter the music business, you know, without doing some free labor or some sort, unless they start their own businesses. But working under a legitimate or a well-connected person in this industry, it can be valuable. It can be valuable. Sometimes it can be more valuable than any money that you can ever have been paid. It's the connections that you want. Even if you decide to start your own management company or record label or be a publicist, it's important to gain some knowledge and some connections, you know, also experience in this thing. This business prior to going out on your own, you know, hey, P. Diddy started as an intern. Think about it. P. Diddy started off as intern and look where he is right now. That's what I'm saying.
So?
Now, the third one is going to be, and I'm going to get through these real fast because we're about to get out of here. Diva got something else to do. Do build relationships. This is the who you know business. You need to build real lasting relationships with people. The bulk of the paid work and opportunities, you know, that you're going to get will be referred by somebody else. You're going to get work and you're going to get paid by a referral. You want repeat customers. You want repeat service. You want people saying, look, go mess with Diva Ebony B. Go mess with Tay Black. Go mess with Denia. Go mess with J Real. These are the people you want that repeat business. That's very, very important, you guys. Let's go to number 5. Do not assume. There's so much that goes on in the industry behind the scenes that you can't possibly assume you know what's going on. You know, when you are at the barbershop talking about why an artist got shelved or signed, you look stupid for speculating. So stop assuming. Stop assuming. Number 6, do not always be, well, I'm going to put it like this, do not always be all about the money.
Okay.
Do not always be about the money. A long-term relationship is better than anything. Building a connection is better than anything. Sometimes you can get exposure, and that's one thing I can say too. If I'm not getting paid for an event or to come somewhere, I'm looking at how I can get paid for exposure, or if I have to pay, because I pay too. So don't always be about the money, you guys. And y'all got to realize, y'all got to meet people where they at. Life on life terms, things can happen. Be patient. Don't think somebody just a effed up person if they ain't doing business with you. They got lives outside of you. Number 7, Do surround yourself with legitimate people. I can't stress this enough. I know Day Day Craig, Boom Chica, Tijuana, Stacy, all them people was there when you was coming out the hood. But as you grow, surround yourself with some legitimate people. This industry is just a minute big. That's all it is. So we all know who the fuck boys and who and fuck girls are. Like, we know who these people are. So if you see or if you are so desperate to get into this business by working or coming under a scumbag artist or a company, expect to always be seen as a scumbag. And if you end up working with snakes because you didn't know any better, too bad. Go back to number one, what I just told you before. Do the research. Wow. Number eight, and we're going to get on to number nine. Number eight, do be loyal, but not loyal to a fault. Loyalty is one of the most important traits in this industry or in life. Misplaced loyalty is not. You can do the right thing, but if you do the right thing in loyalty, but for the wrong person, you can really get burned. I've seen people take bullets and razor cuts for their team, but then watch the team make no call for them, pay a hospital bill, pay for funerals, fund the bid, or even visit the family. Be loyal to those who are loyal to you in return. I'm loyal to Tay Black. I'm loyal to J. Real. I'm loyal to Denial for You. I'm loyal to Money Meek. I'm loyal to J. Big because they're loyal to me. They show up to go up, and I show up to go up for them. So do not be putting all your loyalty in somebody who is not giving it 200% just like you. Word up. And last but not least, do not be blinded by the fame. I'm serious, y'all. Do not be blinded that you're getting some fame and your face is over here, your face is over there. Fame is attractive and intoxicated. Don't trade your money or your dignity for fame. It's only a feeling. Short-lived. It's only a feeling. And those, you know, who have it will try to fight to keep it, but never succeed. Even if you, even at your own expense, just being down with the artist doesn't make you famous or rich. It just makes you another groupie. And when you leave the camp, and even though you moved on, the stigma of you selling out to be being a groupie stays forever. See any famous sidekick for proof as the fact. Look at all the other famous sidekicks. These are just a few thoughts to help you move forward in your career, in the music business, behind the scenes, whatever. Truth is, maybe 10 people read this or hear this, or out of the tens of thousands will still be in the industry next year, and maybe one or two will really succeed. And that's my Educate and Regulate session on today. I want to definitely get everybody's feedback before we get out of here. I'm going to start with Tay. Tay, give me your
feedback, baby. Good job, Diva. You did a very, very, very good job as far as being comprehensive and covering a vast variety of topics, but still being in the same genre and realm and really putting people on. So that was definitely a good look. I'm proud of you, Diva. You definitely educated and regulated that.
Thank you, King. I appreciate it. Jay Real to Real, I'm going to go to you, baby.
Paying so much time. I bow to you. Buddha bless you 1,000 times. Buddha bless you 1,000 times. I bow to you. You understand me? Who can bring it to the front line like Diva MVB? You know what I'm saying? Educate to regulate, definitely, on that subject. Those are all traits that I agree with, and that's how I run my program. That's what I live by. Each one of those, like you said, we don't have enough time to go in depth into each one, but each one is a very important point. And a very important key, and a very, very important one, the last but not least, but really is number one, is that don't fall for it, because all that glitters is not gold. But most of the time, it's never going to be gold. You understand me? So, like she said, just because you see a little buzz here, your face here, and this and that there, don't go crazy. Don't go crazy. It's all of what it is going to be if it's meant for you. So definitely educate, regulate, and this is Jay Real the Realist representing, you already know.
appreciate that. Zaniyah, come on in, queen.
Definitely, definitely. Thank you for sharing that knowledge. I think the biggest thing is that artists cannot stand bandwagon jumpers. If you are supporting the artist, support the artist. But don't jump on when the video is at 10,000 when you weren't trying to, when you weren't there to push it when it was at 100. I'm just saying.
I know that's right. Money Meek, you want to get in on this thing, baby?
All right, Money Meek.
Okay, go ahead, baby.
I was just listening. You know, it's got a lot that's going on right now. You know, a lot of topics on the conversation. So, you know, we link back there.
And that's definitely what's up, man. Just to recap on that, you know, the top nine things is, number one, do the research. Number two, do volunteer or intern. Number three, do build relationships. Number four, do not burn bridges. Did I get to number four? Well,
yeah.
Do not burn bridges. Number five, do not assume. Number six, do not always be all about the money. Number seven, do surround yourself with legitimate people. Number eight, do be loyal. Do be loyal, but do not loyal to a fault. And number nine, do not be blinded by the fame, you guys. Is just so important, and we can take all of those and apply those to life for real. Like, that's, you know what, I'm definitely going, I wrote this, but I'm going to post it on my blog, too, so you guys can have it, because it's very important. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. I want to thank everybody for tuning in live to Frontline Friday tonight. Big shout out to my special guest, Joe Boy Fresh, coming through. Big shout out to Phenomenal Radio, Slim the Phenomenon, Slate Stone, Chrome, G-Mo, DJ Sway, DJ Froggy, Tay Black, oh man, DJ Hank, everybody over there, check out our staff. We definitely doing it big. And big shout out to Tay Black. Tay Black always holding me down. You know he's my favorite baby daddy. And big shout out to Journey the Poet. The Queen is always holding me down as well. We're about to get out of here with one of my favorite tracks by Tay Black. And People's Logic is called Please Don't Judge Me. Keep God first, family second, and career third. We're going to be going in with Money Making D. Oh, yes. Money Making D tomorrow is going to be on Steffi Game Up Saturdays. And he has some hot artists. I mean, some hot topics and some hot music. But y'all going to have to tune in to hear what he got to say. It's your girl, Diva Ebony B. I'm out of here.
You are now tuned in live to Frontline Fridays with Diva Mary Kay and Tay Black. Next on the showcase.
People, logic, loop, brain.
Trust me, please don't judge me.
In and out of her life, she always welcomed me back. She had low self-esteem, I'm trying to help her with that. The beautiful ones have the ugliest past. That's why she squeezed me to death when she be hugging my ass. Every time that we meet, our time is somewhat divided. I'm her counselor still, only one she confides in. Never leverage advantage, always kept me at arm reach. My back to the wall when she threw it upon me. Holy hand grenade when describing her physical. Not trying to be blasphemous, but that booty is biblical. Niggas broke 10 commandments to try to do it some damage. Lay waste the fortunes, even they kids famished. Split her sea of love just like Moses. My Mary Magdalene, a bed of thorns and roses. Lay swaddle her curves, she wanted me speechless. Said, tell you my savior, all I thought was Jesus.
Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please don't judge me. Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please don't judge me.
Yo, straight
from the hood, but she elegant. Frame out of this world, so y'all know the measurements. Sex appeal, kinda like the flow, effortless. A sweetheart, street smart, but she delicate. Keeping it real, ain't too many as bad as she. But I can't deal with shorty romantically. Cause thing is, baby girl has a family. So the fact that we creeping on evenings kinda saddens me. Cause she the type that just wanna be married happily. Try to make it work for the kids, but that apparently led to me cracking her spine, making her reminisce about the good life. White house with a picket fence. Bust it. She 35 and I'm 26. We the perfect combination of youth and experience. I keep her on call, but it's never serious. I know she using me to escape the prison she living in.
Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please don't judge me. Feeling naughty, I know you don't love me. It'd be lovely if you come and touch me. Keep it secret, you know you can trust me. Please
why?
Don't
why?
Judge
and girl, you so fuckable, like my Claire Huxtable, Bonita Apple Balm, my Lotus Flower Balm, she got that ass from my mom's, yep, yep, she give me the pussy, relieving my stress, and you know I put that dick up in her chest, I'm crushing from behind while she's screaming, you the best, we're faking like it's love, but it's really about the sex. Meanwhile, my wife be going through my text. I left my cell on lock, it's about to be some mess. Plus I got scratches on my back, hickeys on my neck. She smashed my Denali, my shit looking a wreck. Damn, damn, she called up shorty, said I had a fam. And that she been throwing ass to a married man. I grabbed my wife, I started pleading, she was just a friend. I felt weak, you gotta understand. Damn.